我哋好感谢主，我哋喺呢个疫情泛滥嘅环境当中，我哋仍然嘅可以喺网上边聚会。
We really want to give thanks to the Lord that even in these adverse conditions, we are able to meet together online.
并且咧能够用神嘅话嚟到彼此交通，呢个系好大主好大嘅恩典。
And indeed, it is a great blessing that we are able to use the Lord's own word to meet together and to share.
头先弟兄姊妹，如果你早啲上嚟嘅时候，你睇见我哋系有好多嘅安排。
If brothers and sisters came a little bit earlier, they would see, you would have seen all the arrangements that we need to prepare.
我哋好感谢弟兄们喺后台嗰度做咁多嘅功夫，以致到我哋可以能够喺网上边相见。
We're really thankful. If you see all the work that's done behind the scenes with the brothers and sisters, we're thankful for that.
咁啊，呢一段嘅日子咧，有人就问我一个问题。
So within these last few days, someone has asked me a question.
佢话我哋唔可以翻去 Kansas 街嗰度聚会，得唔得噶？
So I was asked, well, since we can't go back to Kansas Street to meet, well, can we do something? What can we do?
可唔可以喺其他嘅地方咧？
Is it possible to meet in other locations, other places?
唔喺会所嗰度聚会，算唔算系聚会啊？咁
，Well, if we meet in this manner, we meet and it's not at the building, is it considered a meeting then?
就咗呢个问题咧，我今日想同弟兄姊妹就交通一个题目。
And because of this question, led to me wanting to share with brothers and sisters on this topic.
First line, Michael. 呢个题目我叫佢做奉主嘅名聚会。
And the topic is that we are gathered together in His name.
咁咧，我就会用三个方面嚟同弟兄姊妹交通。
And so I would like to share on three aspects of this topic.
第一个系叫乜嘢系聚会。
And the first part of it would be, what is the meaning of gathering together?
第二个呢，就系聚会带嚟乜嘢嘅福气。
And the second aspect is,that gathering together brings blessings.
第三个呢，不可停止聚会。
And the third aspect is that we should not forsake assembling together.
我哋先来读两处嘅圣经。
Let us first read two passages from scripture.
第一处呢，是马太福音第18章第20节。
The first is located in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20.
那里说，因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们中间。
And it reads, therefore, where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst.
第二处的圣经呢，在帖撒罗尼迦后书。第二章第一节。
And the second location is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1.
那里说，弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集。
Now we request you, brethren, with regard to coming, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together to him.
唔知道弟兄姊妹读呢两处圣经嘅时候，有冇留意到呢一两处？第一处同埋第二处都讲到喺聚集喺埋一齐。
Now I don't know, brothers and sisters, you paid attention. You noticed that both these verses they mention gathering together.
第一处嘅圣经马太福音咧 係講到喺地上邊嘅傷罪。
But the first reference in Matthew, it references, it speaks about gathering together here on earth.
帖撒羅尼迦後書咧講到喺天上邊嘅傷罪。
In Thessalonians, it refers to gathering together in heaven.
但係無論喺地上邊好，或者喺天上邊都好。
But regardless whether we are gathering together here on in this world or gathering together in heaven.
那裡都有一個共同點，就是主耶穌要在他們中間。
There is one thing in common, and that is that Jesus Christ would be in the midst.
我們先讀這兩處的聖經。
And we will, these are the two passages that we first read.
我們再一次低頭祈禱。
Once again, let's bow for a word of prayer.
多谢主俾我哋嘅机会喺你嘅面前相聚。
Lord, we thank you so much that you give us this opportunity to gather together.
虽然我哋身体唔可以喺埋一齐
，even though physically we are not sitting together，
但系求主嘅灵喺我哋中间运行。
Oh, but Lord, we ask that your spirit flow freely among us.
向我哋嘅灵。
That you would speak directly to our spirit.
求主洁净呢一段段嘅时间。
Lord, may you cleanse this time ahead of us.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，第一点要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅就系话，乜嘢系聚会
？So the first point that I would want to share with brothers and sisters is what exactly is the meaning of gathering together?
根据刚才头先我哋读嗰两节嘅圣经
According to the two passages that we just read,
聚会就系嗰一啲被主耶稣基督嘅宝血所救赎出嚟嘅神嘅儿女，佢哋相聚喺埋一齐。
And that is when those who have been saved, those children of God who have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, when those gather together, that's what a meeting is.
但是他们不是在那里饮茶啊、聊天啊、吃东西啊，这样。
But that meeting, that gathering together is not so that they can enjoy some tea or have some casual conversation together.
那是用灵和诚实敬拜主。
But rather, it's to worship him in the spirit and in truth.
他们口唱心和的赞美主。
And in unity and harmony, they come together to praise and worship God.
并且他们在那里抹饼，在那里纪念主的时候。
And it's a time when they gather together to remember the Lord.
亦都是呢，神的儿女一起以基督耶稣为首，一同的读经、祷告、追求长进的时候。
And it's a time when the children of God come together and they have Bible study and they have fellowship in his word so they can grow together spiritually.
那里是没有讲到地域的限制的。
And this doesn't mention any, there's no limitations of the location or where to gather.
所以聚会是因着主耶稣基督的缘故来相聚。
And this meeting, this gathering together is all for the purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ that we gather together.
那换句来讲呢，聚会是一个属灵的实际。
In other words, we can say that this meeting, this gathering together is a spiritual reality.
不是我们这样走埋一起，老友记拍膊头这样。
It's not just simply when we come together and enjoy each other's company.
这个是第一点，什么是聚会？
And this is the first point. What is the meaning of meeting?
是一个属灵的实际。
It is a spiritual reality.
第二点呢？
The second point.
我哋话第二点，聚会会带嚟俾我哋好多嘅福气。
Is that gathering together will bring about much blessings for us?
或者话聚会带嚟俾我哋好多嘅好处。
Or you can say that there's many benefits to gathering together.
因为时间嘅关系呢，有好多嘅福气，我唔可以提，我只系提三样啫。
So because of time, I won't go through all the blessings that we can gain from gathering together. I'll only mention three.
嗱，第一件呢，就系我哋可以印到主嘅同在。
And the first one is that we can bring about being in the presence of the Lord.
剛才馬太福音十八章那裡就講了，他說在哪裡神的兒女相聚，在那裡奉主的名的話，那裡就有主自己在他們中間了。
We read that earlier in Matthew 18:20, when two or three gathered together, in his name, then the Lord will be in their midst.
你知道主的同在比所有的其他的东西都好。
That we know that the presence of the Lord is greater than anything else that we could have.
主的同在比我们安息。
The presence of the Lord brings about, gives us peace.
主的同在比我们有这个喜乐。
Brings us his presence, brings us joy.
主的同在俾我哋平安。
And his presence brings us rest.
上个星期呢，第一次我喺屋企里边擘饼纪念主。
Last Sunday was first time I broke bread. I at home.
嗰阵时呢。只有我同埋我太太两个人啫。
And at that time, it was only me and my wife.
好似平常咁样样，我哋就预备咗一块饼。
And so just as usual, we prepared a piece of bread, a bread.
Yeah, 又倒咗好细杯嘅酒，葡萄酒。
And we poured a small amount of wine.
嗰時候我哋仲係面對面咁樣對住坐嘅。
And it was just the two of us, and we sat across from each other, face to face.
咁我哋預備呢啲嘢嘅時候
，and as we prepared all these things,
我哋都好似平時咁樣樣，冇咩嘅特別。
It was just as usual, nothing extraordinary, nothing out of the ordinary.
開始嘅時候我哋都係唱一首嘅詩歌啊。
And we began by singing a song, a hymn.
但是当我们唱完之后，我们坐下来。
As we finished singing and we settled down,
我们默默地在神面前先有祷告。
And so we had some meditation and prayer before the Lord.
但是当我祷告完，我睁开眼，去望见这块好细嘅一个个饼嘅时候
，But as I finished praying and I opened my eyes and I saw this very tiny piece of bread，
突然间心里边我就有一个非常强烈嘅感动。
I had a really strong emotional reaction。
饼仍然系一块饼，酒。仍然是那个个杯。
The items were the same. It was just a piece of bread and it was a cup of wine.
但是我的灵就被带到去主的十字架的前面。
But my spirit was brought to the Lord's cross.
就好像呢，盏灯那样突然间，在头顶啊，亮起上来。
It was as if a light bulb had turned on for me.
看见他那个救赎的大功，原来不是只是为着世人，原来是为着我自己，我这个人。
And I saw it was this great work of salvation was not only for the entire world, for everybody, but it was for me.
我在感受到他的伟大,他的慈爱,并且享用到无比的平安息在他的面前。
And I was able to see his great love, and I was able to enjoy, partake of the peace and joy that he provides.
因为这样的里面的感动,我就无法子继续祷告下去。
And because of all these emotions, I could no longer continue to pray.
后来我们抹饼完,
And so after this bread breaking,
Esther, 我太太就问我, 喂,你是刚才是不是很受感动啊?
And so my wife, Esther, she asked me, were you really emotional?
我是啊,是很感动。
And I replied, yes, yes, I was.
所以弟兄姊妹, 原来主的同在, 主若果在我们中间, 我们那个经历是这么甜美, 是这么丰富, 是这么满有喜乐。
That we see, we have the Lord's presence in our midst. How full, how rich that experience is.
无论在哪一处,有两三个人奉我的名聚会, 那里就有我在他们中间,这是主讲的。
And the Lord himself said, when two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be in their midst.
聚会除了这个主的同在的福气给我们之外,还有当我们聚会的时候,神的权柄,神的能力就在那里彰显出来。
We know that not only when we gather together, we have him within our midst, but we also know that when we gather together, God's authority and power are able to be manifest.
我们记得在《使徒行传》第一章第四节,或者第二章第一节,那里都讲到,使徒们遵照主主耶稣的吩咐,他们聚在耶路撒冷,等候在父的面前。
And we know that in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 4, that we know that all the apostles, they gathered together in one place in his name.
结果当这些门徒他们聚集在一起,在五旬节的时候,聚集在一起。
So as a result, when the apostles gathered together in one place on the day of Pentecost,
圣经就告诉我们,他们就都被圣灵充满,因为那时候圣灵降临在他们中间。
And so we know that that's when they were filled with the Holy Spirit. That's when the Holy Spirit descended onto them.
咁当圣灵 降临喺佢哋中间，佢哋被圣灵充满之后，就按着圣灵所赐嘅口才能力嚟到传福音。
And when the Holy Spirit came and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, that's when they began to speak in other tongues and they were filled with the utterance.
他们就有能力出去作见证。
And therefore, they had the power to go out and to bear witness.
并且他们的见证是有果效的。
And that their testimony had much power and effect.
结果彼得和使徒们站起来交通见证的时候,
that when Peter and the apostles, they stood up to bear witness, to share testimony.
圣经说,听见的人都觉得扎心啊,
that even those who just heard were pierced in the heart.
结果那天信主的有3000人。
And because of this, those who believed in the Lord that day numbered 3,000.
所以弟兄姊妹,当他们聚集在一起的时候,
so brothers and sisters, when we see that when they gathered together in one place,
神的能力要
that the power and authority of God was to be manifest.
嘅带俾人我哋嘅一个好处。
And this is the benefit of gathering together.
另外就系聚会能够让神嘅儿女嘅灵属灵嘅生命得着造就。
And the third point is the third benefit is that gathering together we can grow spiritually.
嗱，我哋又记得喺《使徒行传》第十六章喺嗰度提到保罗去到腓立比。
We recall also in Acts chapter 16 when Paul visited the Philippi.
啊，嗰个安息日，佢就同啲同工咧一齐去到一个祷告嘅地方，去嗰度嚟到聚会。
And so on that Sabbath day, Paul and his co-workers, they went to a place where people gathered.
保罗喺嗰度同呢一班妇女交通讲道。
And so Paul had some fellowship. He had a sermon for those women who gathered together.
其中有一个做生意嘅妇人。
And there was one particular woman there who was a businesswoman.
圣经话佢素来系敬拜神嘅。
And the Bible records that she was a worshipper of God.
因为听见咗神嘅说话。
And because she had heard God's word.
佢心里边就复苏起上嚟。
And so she was moved within her heart.
然后最后佢就起嚟。
And so she stood up to say that she would faithfully serve the Lord.
所以聚会能够使呢个人从单单懂得敬拜主，去到一个地步，听到神嘅呼召，成为一个忠心服侍主嘅人。
So by gathering together, this person who was just a worshipper of God was able to become a faithful servant of the Lord.
我记得大概20年之前。
So I recall probably 20 years ago now.
我亦都为着服侍主呢件事而等候。
That I too waited upon the Lord regarding serving him.
嗰阵时，我个疑问就话：到底主嘅旨意系要我全时间服侍啊，定话要我做全职嘅长老呢
？And I recall the question at that time was, for the Lord was, should I become a full-time servant or should I just focus on being an elder？
因为你咁样嘅事情咧，我用好长嘅时间都冇法子决定得啦。
That even with a long period of time, I just could not, was not able to come to a decision.
直至到有一次我去参加一次一个嘅特别聚会。
Until one time when I attended a special conference.
神就用佢嘅仆人向我讲出一个信息。
And it was God speaking through one of his servants.This message.
就向我讲咗腓立比书三章十二节嘅说话。
And so he spoke to me, Philippians chapter 3, words from Philippians chapter 3.
第十二节嗰度话，唔系，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，乃是竭力追求，好让我可以得著基督耶穌所預備俾我嘅。對唔住，因為我哋冇將呢一節嘅聖經打出嚟。
This is found in Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. Apologize for not putting it on the screen earlier. Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect.But I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I also was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
所以聚会能够俾我哋有好多嘅好处。
And we see that meeting together, gathering together can bring about many benefits for us.
第三点我要交通的就不可停止聚会。
And the third main point that I want to share about is that we ought not to forsake assembling together.
这一节的圣经是从希伯来书第十章二十五节那里出来的。
And we know that this comes from scripture, from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
那里说你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，都要彼此劝勉，既知道或者看见那日子临近，就更当如此。
And it reads Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
这一句的说话是希伯来书里面从上下文来到了解的话呢，这个不是一个命令，而是一个劝告。
That if we read within context from earlier scripture, earlier passages, we'll know this is not a commandment, but is an encouragement.
从上下文的了解，我们知道作者的意思呢，就是说我们这一班被主的宝血所洒的罪得赦免的人。
That if we read within context with the verses that came before, we know this is for those who have been saved and sprinkled by the blood of Christ.
我们的天良被洁净，那么呢，我们就有条件，有这个的恩典进入去至圣所。
That once we have this salvation, that we've been sprinkled by His blood, that we're able to have this privilege to enter into the Holy of Holies.
系啦，当我哋领受咗咁大嘅恩典嘅时候，我哋应该有啲咩嘅回应呢
？And so, since we have received such a wonderful grace, what is our response then?
我不再详细讲了，弟兄姊妹，你回去慢慢的读，你就会明白到，是要用信、望、爱活在神的面前。
Yeah, I won't go into it with into detail, but you, brothers and sisters, should go back and read it, but we know that there are things that we can enter into. It's faith, hope, love.
是，重要啊。继续的聚会啊，不要停止，好像那些已经停止惯了的人一样。
That we should not forsake assembling together, as is the habit of some.
我们要这样样，活在主的面前，要彼此的劝勉，彼此的纪念。
That we need to remember one another, we need to encourage one another.
我们今天同样的在神的面前蒙了很大的恩典。
And today we've received such a wonderful grace before the Lord.
故此我们就不要在这件事上面，聚会的事情上面来跌倒软弱。
So let us not be weak and fall in this matter of assembling, meeting together.
不过最重要的那一点。
But the most important point.
就是为什么我们要聚会呢？
But why is it that we gather together?
除了讲很多聚会被带来我们很多的好处之外，
Besides all the benefits that, all the blessings that come from gathering together,
最重要的就是说神喜悦我们这样聚在一起。
The most important thing is God delights in us gathering together.
因为当我们以祂的名为首，以基督耶稣为我们的中心的时候，
And when we place the Lord's name, place Him in the first place as a priority,
那里会成为一个的见证。
That becomes a testimony.
就是在世人的当中见证到神的存在。
that among the people of this world, it magnifies, it manifests God's presence.
叫世人知道神是活着的神。
So for the people of this world to see that God is a living God.
叫世人知道神的儿子耶稣基督就是这位救世主。
So the people of this world can see that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the Savior.
所以神说你们要作我的见证。
So God tells us, you need to be a testimony.
这个是神的吩咐，也都是神喜悦见到我们这样做的。
This is God's commandment, as well as this is what he desires for us to do.
不过，因此我们要不要停止聚会。
Therefore, we should not forsake assembling together.
好，最后我要在结束之前，我再讲一两句。
So as I'm about to end, I just wanted to share a few more words.
没错，就着现在我们这个大环境，要去实行同在一个地方来到敬拜赞美，会是一个有难处。
It is true that in our current situation, the times now, to gather together in one location is a great difficulty.
但是我很相信神作工是有一定的意思的。
But I am certain that God, his work, how he works, there is a meaning to it.
神要将我们藉着这一次的机会将我们带进去一个更高层的、更深入一层的属灵的领域和学习的里面。
That through these times, these situations, that the Lord wants to bring us to a higher ground, to a higher understanding.
弟兄姊妹，你要留意这个属灵的事情，包括聚会在里面。
That we know when we speak of spiritual matters, we also speak about gathering together.
因为主话在哥林多后书，这一节的圣经我也都没有打上来，对不起，就是后书的第四章第十八节，那里说我们不是顾念所看见的，那是顾念所不见的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen.
环境可能带回给我们不安。
That the circumstances will bring about unrest in our hearts.
如果我们的眼目是专注着环境，
But if our eyes are only focused on the things around us,
我们会很痛苦。
We'll be in great pain and sorrow.
因为没有一天有好新聞聽，全部都是那些壞的消息。
Not one day goes by without hearing bad news. It's just full of bad news every day.
因此主說，我們不要讓這些眼見的事情來克制我們的心思。
Thus the Lord reminds us to not look at the things around us and for these things to discourage us.
不要让这些世情、这些瘟疫、这些各样 的事情，让我们里面感觉到不安乐。
Don't let these things around us today, the things that are happening, the pestilence and disease, don't let these things.
反为我们要看顾、要顾念那些属灵的事情，所看不见的，就是将来要发生的事。
But we ought to focus and look at the things which are not seen, the things which are spiritual, the things that are to come.
因此我们的眼光若是从地上边转过来，来到单单的仰望天。
That if we can turn our focus, turn our eyes from the things of this world, but to look at the things above in heaven.
这样我们整个的人在神的面前， 就会喜乐，就会轻松。
Then our entire being, everything that we see, will change, and we will be in joy and peace.
相信若果我哋嘅眼目，若果我哋都有呢个更深嘅一层嘅领会嘅话。
I believe that if we can see, we have a deeper understanding.
就唔会计较眼前所发生嘅事系好定话坏。
Then we will not look at the things around us and consider and think of it as good or bad.
亦都唔会介意到表面嘅形式。
And we won't worry about what.External and what's outward.
只是在乎呢，在灵的里面有没有和神有相交，还有可不可以彼此相爱。
And will we have love one for another, and will we be able to see what is spiritual?
同样的道理呢，就是说，我们有这样的看见之后，我们能不能够再能不能够呢面对面咁啊，喺一个地方嚟聚会咧，呢个就会成为咗次要嘅问题。
So if we can see that, and we can see beyond our circumstances, then whether or not we can meet together physically, then that's a secondary.
系，我哋今日暂时我哋个会所个门咧就系锁咗嘅。
That the gate to the building.Temporarily now is locked.
但是弟兄姐妹，不等于我们就停嘴下来，不竭力地去追究，去满足主。
That doesn't mean we ought to stop pursuing diligently our Lord.
能够最后我们再回来看马太福音那一节的圣经。
So we want to come back go back to that verse.In Matthew
18, 盼望呢一节嘅圣经能够深印喺我哋嘅心中。
May we have may this verse leave a deep impression in our hearts.
马太福音十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 20.
因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉主嘅名聚会。那里就有主在他们中间。
For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst.
求主纪念我们。
May the Lord remember us.
我们低头祈祷。
Let us bow for prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为你是我们的主。我们的好处不在你之外。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much that you are our Lord, and we have no good besides thee.
主啊，我们将你的话读过了，又交通了你的话。
Lord, we've read your word, and we've had fellowship on your word.
求主你炼净这些话。
May you confirm these words.
又藉着圣灵在我们心中来动工。
And may the Holy Spirit move within our heart.
叫我们都一同的同心的一同来追求得着主，追求主你的喜悦。
That together in unity, may we pursue you and pursue your delight.
作一个神所喜悦的人。
That we could be ones whom God delights in.
主啊，若果我们心中，弟兄姊妹当中，我们心里面仍然有担忧，有挂虑。
That if we still have any worries and doubts in our heart.
或者里面仍然有恐惧，难处。
Or if we have some fear or difficulties.
我们求主你安慰。
Lord, may you bring peace and comfort to these brothers and sisters.
将你的平安，将你的喜乐，系赏赐俾我哋。
that you would grant us your peace and your joy.
愿主你祝福你自己嘅身体。
Lord, may you bless your own body.
我哋咁样嘅祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
And we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.